USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Zelensky said in his nightly address that more than 300 people have been tortured and killed by Russian soldiers in Bucha. The Prosecutor General of Ukraine on ABC News.
Actually do this systematically. It's crimes against humanity. What we can see now in the Kyiv region, it's a this huge number. The Zhytomyrov highway is absolutely full of dead bodies. That's why we will do this job to prove all these crimes.
The disturbing numbers are likely to grow as more bodies are uncovered in the Kyiv suburb and other cities formerly occupied by Russian forces. Spring elections are taking place today in Wisconsin. On the ballot today are Court of Appeals judges in Districts 2, 3, and 4. Also, Circuit Court judges in 23 counties statewide. Also, school board elections will allow parents to speak up. USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Some Californians are going to the polls today.
Californians in the Central Valley go to the polls to pick a replacement for a Trump ally who resigned in the middle of his term. The election is taking place in the Republican-leading 22nd district after Devin Nunes stepped down to run former President Donald Trump's media company. The seat is expected to stay with the GOP. However, whoever wins will be in office for only a few months. That's due to the district vanishing next year because of redrawn boundaries. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. In New York.
President Biden has called Vladimir Putin a war criminal and said Monday that the Russian leader should face a trial over his alleged atrocities in Ukraine.
He is a war criminal, but we have to gather the information. We have to continue to provide Ukraine with the weapons they need to continue the fight, and we have to gather all the detail so this could be an actual have a war crime trial. This guy is brutal.
In reality, war crimes have been historically hard to prosecute. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
Elon Musk, after complaining that Twitter was stifling free speech in America, put his money where his mouth is. Mr. Musk became the largest stockholder in Twitter Monday, buying 9.2% of the company. That announcement had Twitter stock jump roughly 30%. Former Vice President of Global Media at Twitter, Katie Jacob Stanton, tells Bloomberg Technologies what this means.
Yeah, well, I think it's a very expensive way to get yourself an edit button. I think it's a very interesting move. Elon is obviously a power user. He knows the product well. He knows that Twitter is the place for the world's conversation. But for Twitter, I think it's really tricky in two ways. First, as Sarah mentioned, it's really difficult. Elon has been very vocal about making Twitter an unfettered free speech platform. And this is part of the founding ethos of Twitter. But it's not an absolute, and it's really hard in social media. And we've seen the consequences of what happens when there's no accountability for when disinformation spreads. So it's complicated. And second, I think it's tricky because it becomes another distraction for the Twitter team. But I have full confidence in the Twitter team because they're used to all kinds of distractions. It's basically what we would have called a Monday.
Even though quarterback Tom Brady has unretired and rejoined the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, former teammate Rob Gronkowski on TMZ says he's not ready to commit yet.
Time out. And right now, I'm not ready to get back out on that field. I'm not ready to commit to the game of football right now.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name's Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.